All right, guys, welcome one more Friday to Charlie's Bunker. We're back. You know what? Today we're going to start a little slow because I forgot to bring a cable, so I don't have the music. But it doesn't matter because we're gonna actually do the best we can with what we got. So welcome back. Nelly, baby, thank you for joining me one more time. You were very patient to the last 2 weeks.
I was.
Yeah, you needed a break, didn't you?
No.
No. Oh, I needed the break.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. Unfortunately, 2 weeks ago, we were supposed to record at that place, which I forgot now.
Wake and Bake. As you can see.
Holla to Talladega Nights. And
I've been using products.
I know, right? And unfortunately, we couldn't record, so we had to cancel. And last week, we just decided to take a week off because the Venom movie actually started last week. And I wanted to go see it because I'm a big nerd. So I wanted to watch Venom. I wanted to watch Venom versus Carnage because that's one of the storylines that I grew up with. I was in 1993 when I read it. And it was amazing watching it, reading it on the comic books. And it was even more amazing to watch it on the big screen. The movie itself, 2.5. It was okay. For being a Sony movie, it was okay.
A what?
Sony. Oh. Sony is known for not making actually pretty good comic book movies.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic Four stank. It was bad. The first Venom, it was bad. What else they did? I forgot. There's a bunch of movies they made from comic book heroes, and they stank. And they stank. They did.
So here you all heard the movie stink.
No. I said Venom versus Carnage is good.
Oh.
The other one stinked. But that one actually was pretty good.
So how many Charlie stars would you give it?
I did say 2.5.
2.5?
I said 2.5 out of 5.
That sucks.
No. Suck would be 1.
Medium sucks.
How can we just say it was decent?
Is I?
Yeah, it was all right. I mean, okay. it was a decent movie. Listen, for me, that I went to the movies, paid for one adult and pretty much paid for 3 children. I mean, $20 for the movie.
3 children?
Bad. Yeah.
Did you say you were a little person?
No. I was the adult. I was the adult. And the other people who went with me, just my kids and my wife, were the children. Now, you put the... Here's the trick,
so
guys.
So your wife is a little person?
No, it's the kid price. Oh. The kid price. 1 adult, 3 children. That's usually when you go by the movies, the movie tickets are like, hey, listen, you know, how many adults? Oh, you say, okay, you know, such and such. But because I buy it through the app, I went and got 1 adult, 3 kids.
You scammer.
No, I'm not a scammer. So what you do is that you put the adult ticket on the top, right? So then when you turn them in, you kind of do like you know, when you play cards, you open them up, but you don't let them see which one is which. And then you give it to them, they cut it, and then they let you in.
You're a scammer.
I am not a scammer. I'm just...
So your wife is technically a little person.
No, my wife's an adult. My wife just happened to... She didn't even know this, actually. She didn't even know that I bought 3 tickets for children.
There you go, Charlie.
Listen. She saw the movie.
You know
she
what?
She enjoyed it.
I would have been like...
There's no problem.
So, Miss Charlie...
There's no problem.
I say you need to use the women's facility and you run.
No, because, again, it's not my fault. They don't do their job right. It's not my fault. Let's just say that I used the system in my favor. Mm-mm. Like the Hunger Games, you know, you add the odds to your favor. That's it. That's all you do. Now, maybe somebody already tried it out there, and they're not as gutsy as I am to say it. But you know, if you haven't, you get to save some pretty good money.
Or
on a Friday night for a release.
Or you get kicked out and you lose all your tickets.
No, because you know they don't find out. They don't check the tickets. How are they going to check the tickets?
Well, as long as you're getting away with it, you go,
see,
boy.
See, there you go. One of our listeners says, we do that too. It's a very good system. It works. It saves you money. Not to mention the fact that the app gives me 20% off on the ticket. So
she has like a lot of little people, so she's fine.
Okay, they're called children, not little people.
They're people.
Yeah, but they're children. There's a difference.
The chitlins.
Okay, so... I went to see it, so I needed to take the night off. So that's why we didn't record last week, because I wanted to be a big nerd, and that's it. Not to mention the fact that I spent the whole week watching Squid Games. Totally recommend it. I am not going to get into the storyline, because that's not the topic.
I did recommend him to do a podcast with the little ones, since they all watched it together. I'm like, make it a freaking podcast, like, ebook, so that way I don't have to watch the show.
No, I don't think I would, because first of all, I already got in trouble for them watching it, so I'm not going to do that. But if you have not watched it, you're missing it, because Korean movies, force of habit, I'm a little rusty still for 2 weeks off, but Korean movies and Korean shows are the bomb, especially if they come from North Vietnam.
I'll take your word for
it. There are no North Vietnam shows, because, you know, it's against, you know, whatever rule there is.
Is it?
Yeah.
They don't watch TV?
They do watch TV, but it's communism, so they don't get along. Not that the Vietnamese don't get along. Well, they don't get it. Well, no, the Vietnamese get along. The Koreans don't get along among themselves, and then the North doesn't get along with the United States.
So they got no damn TV channels.
They do have TV channels. It's mostly propaganda for communism.
So they get brainwashed.
So, like here.
True.
The point?
TikTok.
Don't even get me started on TikTok. But we should make a show just on TikTok, because I really hate TikTok. But let's get into the meat-and-greet. Now that we actually just started breaking the ice, let's start with the topic. Now, 2 weeks ago, actually, a lot of people that, in quotes, listen to the show, shout out to the, in quotes, who listen to the show but never post anything.
Or not even on the live.
But, you know, whatever. It is what it is.
We'll take what we can get.
Yeah, so... First of all, we get the, how come you didn't invite us when you go out? Well, first of all, we put everything on the Facebook page. Here, the PR, Nelly Baby, puts everything on the Facebook page. So everywhere we go, or things we do, or the thing we talk about, she puts them on the page.
And
so,
FYI, I'm an administrative support at work. I don't need to do it on my page either. So you don't need a direct message from me. Just know to show up.
I was just trying to be nice. But that's pretty much the idea, okay? Mm-hmm. Two, okay, so we were talking about it, and somebody actually did mention that we should talk about this topic in particular, okay? Because they told us that, you know, she did something to train her significant other in some sort of way, shape, or form, okay? So the question was, and they asked us to talk about it on the show, they said, can you train your significant other? Okay, that was the question that it was placed the moment we said it. Now, they said, do you take requests? After she said that, you know, before she asked the question. And every single week we say, send us your topics. So I don't know if I'm more offended about them not listening to the show or asking the question over and over again. We just repeatedly answer the question every single show.
And then every single week, I literally post it on my page and the show's page.
But we're not
here to complain.
Yeah, we're not here to complain. We're just venting. Okay, so the topic for today, okay, one of them is going to be, can you train your significant other? I am going to say yes. You can train your significant other. Yes, you can.
Are we talking about like a dominant partner?
Does it really matter?
Yeah, because there's going to be one that's dominant and one that's going to be, whatchamacallit? You know the word I'm trying to say. Submissive.
Submissive. I don't think it really matters. You can train your significant other. I do believe and agree that you can train your significant other. Yes, you can.
Are we saying this from experience?
Maybe.
Okay.
I mean.
Can I say what happened?
I mean, wait a minute. Before we actually get into that, okay? Before we get into that story, okay? Because I have seen.
Oh, so you people, heard.
No, I didn't say I heard. I said I have seen. Oh. I have seen people who actually do get trained.
That's called brainwashing.
It's not called brainwashing. But, okay, now that I said that, okay, because by personal experience, I've seen it. But go ahead. You go ahead and tell your story.
What's that other one that's called where...
We're going to get into that in a minute. Mm. I can read your mind.
What am I going to say?
Classical conditioning.
That too. And then what's that one when you put people to sleep?
Hypnotism.
There you go.
But I don't think hypnotism works in this case.
You don't think
so? I don't believe in hypnotism.
But what if the and watch you be the most weakest link to get hypnotized.
No, actually, somebody did tell me once, because I, see, I'm allergic to onions. So if all my enemies are here and out there, now I pretty much, like, listen, invite me to eat, like Rasputin, give me some onions, and I'll literally be like,
just put, like, done. One bit.
Yeah, just one bit of onion in my food, and then I'm done, okay? That actually has happened, too. It did happen. But.
Hey, I say. We went. They gave me the order for that. Sorry.
I went to this supposedly expertise in hypnotism, right? And he actually even said it. No, you can't get hypnotized because you don't believe. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much how it works. You, if it were to prove to me that hypnotism does work by hypnotizing the one who doesn't believe, then I'd be like, dang, this actually is real. But how are you going to tell somebody who doesn't believe that you can't get hypnotized because they don't believe?
And your ass would be the simplest one to get hypnotized.
No, he didn't even try. I don't
want to try.
I don't believe in the mind, so therefore there is no reason for me to get hypnotized.
How are you not going to believe in the mind if you do a lot of you read about psychology and stuff like that?
That's why I don't believe in the mind, because I read a lot about psychology.
But you're and that's why I believe yourself, because
no, that's why I believe that anybody could get trained, but I don't believe in the mind. But you want to tell your story, or we're going to go into this explanation of how I believe. There is no mind, because there is no mind, people. There is no mind.
I think Miss Charlie in her sleep, literally, in your sleep, literally is like this. You're going to do whatever I say. Don't. And then every time I tap my leg, you're going to get scared.
Actually, that was not Miss Charlie. That was actually my mom. That was my mom.
Mama Charlie.
Okay, so you want to build the story so that people can know what you're talking about.
A little SMR for the people who like to hear whispering in microphones.
That is, I might let you finish. Go ahead. Tell the story.
So I was doing something in my office, and I was talking, and I tend to talk a lot with my hands sometimes. So then I literally was talking to Mr. Charlie here, and like I was telling him, so what are you doing? What are we going to talk about? Oh, we were talking about the topics or something like that. And then I got frustrated, and I went like this, and he literally stood up straight.
And turned around.
And then he was like, yeah. And I'm like, are you okay? I was like, damn, that brought you to attention. I said, are you having post-traumatic stress disorder here, sir? A moment here? Did somebody like literally beat you to a pulp?
Yeah. Just like literally my mom. Yeah.
Yeah. We're not going to desecrate your mommy Charlie's name.
No, I'm not desecrating her, because it's true. It is true. Yeah. She did that a lot. A lot. Yeah. That's how I learned. That's why I believe that you can train anyone, because she literally trained me to do anything by, you know, doing things like that. It's the classical conditioning.
She gave
it's
you the classical, mom look?
Classical. No, it was more than the mom look.
And then she went.
She was like, pendejo. Then once you hear that slap.
Man, that's a loud ass slap.
It was my leg.
Damn.
It was my leg.
I slapped mine. It didn't sound like that.
Yeah, because, you know. I guess. I don't know. That's a good question.
You're getting a little meaty there.
I'm getting muscle. So I wanna give a shout out and thank you to the House of Phoenix in Aurora. It's a boxing gym that, you know, we go to, and he's really, every time I go, every Tuesday and Thursday, every time I go, I freaking walk out crawling because my legs are.
Keep it up, homie. Even Nelly Baby will give you a tip to make Charlie suffer. I will literally sell you just so you can make him suffer.
Hey, you want to sell him? I mean, you can literally pay my fee every month.
No, I'm not going to pay your fee.
So he can do it. I'll take it.
My birthday's coming up, so I'm literally wanting people to send me this whole month of October. You can send and Cash App, Nelly Baby, if you want. You could sell me.
If you want.
Cash App.
Be like, no, I don't want to.
And I forgot the other one, but I will post it on the page.
Okay, so can you train your significant other? You said no. Why?
I didn't say no.
Well, do you believe it can be trained?
Half and half, no and yes.
Okay, now you're contradicting yourself. Why is it a yes or a no? It has
it's a maybe.
Such a Libra thing.
Yes,
cannot
it is.
Make
I'm
a choice.
I'm indecisive to the T.
Just make a choice, yes or no.
Why are you making me choose?
Jeez. Dios mío. Well, it's not that simple.
Well, if the person likes to make to not be argumentative with their partner, I guess they you can agree to do whatever the heck your partner wants you to do.
Yeah, but I think this person who brought the question didn't was not actually talking about that. She was talking about actually training her significant other. She was actually literally training. I guess the key here is the word training.
Yeah, like what is training? Like telling them to go to a psychiatrist, to a therapist, actual classes of how to listen and obey your wife or significant other?
I think what she meant by that was that she actually had to educate him to behave in a certain way that it was for convenient for her. That could be one way of interpreting training. The other way could be literally actually to train or condition someone to do something that requires a change of patterns of behavior.
It's hard, though.
No, it's very easy, actually. It's extremely easy. If you... Hey, guys, listen.
From example...
Listen, guys. Listen, Linda. If you want to train your significant other, okay, or anyone in particular, okay, you have to go and read any book from B.F. Skinner. He is the father of classical conditioning. And literally, he actually trained pigeons so they can actually deliver bombs through times of war. Now, he's training a pigeon, okay? He's a bird. A bird.
Pigeons bird's the are word. Dangerous people. Little birds.
Did you say pigeons are dangerous people?
It was people, I was on my head. But I'm saying pigeons are dangerous creatures.
They're not. They're actually very nice and they're very, very cute, actually.
Ew.
Yeah, I like them. I used to have one as a pet. No, they're not rats with wings, but that's not the point. He trained pigeons for it, okay? So if you can train a pigeon and Pavlov can train a dog, you definitely can train people to change their patterns of behavior. Definitely.
I could agree to that, because if Mike Tyson could literally collect pigeons, anybody could train a pigeon.
But he didn't train the pigeons. He just collects the pigeons.
No, he trains them.
To do what? Box? Imagine little pigeon.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't doubt it.
Freaking moving his head up and down, left and right.
I wouldn't doubt it. He would do it.
Nah, he will do it. He probably would do that. But no, seriously, you can actually. I believe you can actually train your significant other to do anything you want to do. The key here is classical conditioning. And yes, you can. Yes, you can. You can train anyone to do anything. And that's the beauty of this whole conversation, because people believe it's not true, but you can do it. And it's amazing. I'm not that I tried it. But it is very convenient.
I think they would try it on you, though.
No, nobody can train me. I'm already sad as it is. Forget it. No. Listen, my training it has already finished, okay? Whatever they implemented in my brain, it's already said and done, okay? There's nothing else that I could be trained under, you know? Unless I get something that I want, something beneficial to me, then that's different. They can definitely train me, but nobody knows what I like. Nobody knows what I like.
Hentai.
Yeah, but you're not going to give me hentai every single time you want me to do something. See, the key here about classical conditioning... No, see, the key here about classical conditioning is... It's like Sheldon on The Big Bang Theory when he was training Peggy not to sit on her seat. Remember that episode? No. Okay. We gotta talk about how, you know, we
Penny.
Yeah, Penny, there you go. Who did I say? Peggy?
Peggy.
That's from
what's Al Bundy.
Al Bundy, yeah. But Penny. Okay, so there's an episode where what's his name? His roommate? Leonard, right?
Yeah.
Leonard tells Sheldon that he needs to be nicer to Penny. And he's like, no. So then what he does is that he starts giving her chocolate.
Oh yeah.
Every single time she does something that he likes. So he will talk to her, and then she will do something that he likes, and then he will give her the chocolate, right? Eventually, through the whole episode, he's giving him chocolate, to the point where she actually just, he will just ask for something, and she will automatically do something nice, and then she will get the chocolate. The reward is the chocolate. So therefore, for you to train, or somebody to train me to do something nice or change my behavior, they need to give me something that I like.
Pan dulce.
Yeah, but I know what you're doing, so therefore, I will not take it. I will not take it.
So that's breaking point.
Listen, we were just downstairs in the cafeteria, and they offered me pound cake, and I said no. Why? Because my will is strong. You know, I'm trying to lose weight. I'm trying to, you know, modify and tone my body. Listen to this. That's right. See, that's all muscle. Okay. So therefore, I'm not gonna poison my good work and my body with bread. I'm not.
And tomorrow you're gonna have pan dulce with café.
How am I going to have pan dulce? See, that's the thing. I'm not, because here, mentally, I'm strong. I'm really strong. So there's no way you can train. But other people, you can. You can train other people.
I guess.
Yeah, you can. Why? I mean, she said she did, so I believe her. Believe it 100%. Now, in other topics, I did talk about how you cannot train, but it's because they don't know how to do it. I train a rabbit by clapping to go into its cage.
Anybody can do that.
No. You think anybody can train a rabbit?
I trained my rabbit.
To do what?
To go in their cage.
How did you do it?
With food.
I clap and they go into the cage. I go like this. And he automatically goes into the cage.
No, I used to go like this.
See? Mm-mm. But you give him food and went like that?
No.
There you go.
First time, yes.
There you go.
And then after that, no.
See, there was a moment where, you know, they were running around my rabbits, and my wife said, put him in the cage. And I went, pa, pa. And they both ran into the cage. That's how good I am to classical conditioning. I trained on that. I trained at classical conditioning. I'm good. I'm giving away my secrets at this point, but I mean, it's all worth it. Yeah, it's all worth it because I want to prove a point that, yes, you can train your significant other.
But those were rabbits.
You can train people. You can. It's doable. I believe she did it.
No, she literally told them, either you go and do this or we're done.
But that's not training, though. That's actually, what's the word I'm looking for?
Threatening?
Yeah, there you go. That doesn't work. That only works for a certain time, and then you just go back to the regular pattern. You have to change the pattern. So, yeah, you can. You can. Hmm. Yeah?
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I'm trying to think if I've ever been in that situation.
I want to hear from our listener. What she said, she actually posted earlier today that is, what did she say? She didn't say BS. That's, she said SO or nonsense or something like that. But she didn't believe it. So I want to hear your point of view, of course, Nelly Babies, and our listener. But I think that if you actually do study classical conditioning, there's definitely a way you can actually do it. Now, here's the problem, okay? What if that person that you're training, okay, doesn't get trained well? Why will that happen? Like, what are the consequences? Now, you have to take away a lot of the things that the person, you know, modify their mentally. So that could be dangerous.
Yeah, that could be a little disturbing.
A little bit.
This person could snap.
That person could snap, yes. And that's one of the you know, downfalls with this, because I forgot which psychologist was the one that said that in order for you to actually change a pattern, you have to expose the person to the thing they're afraid of, right? So the example that I read was, if you want somebody who's afraid of spiders not to be afraid of spiders, the first thing you need to do is that you need to actually put them in an environment where there's a bunch of spiders. So, yeah, at the beginning, he's going to be a little freaked out and, you know, panic attacks and all the anxiety and blah, blah, blah. But then eventually he's going to get used to the habit of having spiders. But then he's going to start hating the person that's put him in this predicament. So you change one thing from being, you know, afraid of spiders to actually hating the person that put you in the spiders to begin with.
To confront your phobia.
Yeah. So the problem here is, if you want to train your significant other, what are you willing to risk? Because maybe that person, instead of liking you, he or she's going to have some resentment. So, she says, ha, you guys are funny. They can snap. Yes.
So if you trained your significant other? Like,
they did snap. Yeah. So, yeah, are you willing to actually risk it where they can actually be resentment towards you? Do you want to risk it? I mean, obviously, we're not talking about the extremes, right? I mean, if there's domestic violence and any therapy and all that stuff, yeah, that we're not talking about those. We're talking about the simple cases where you just don't like a habit that this person has and, you know, you want to change it. Okay.
What if we suggest things to our significant other, not training wise?
I mean, but you can suggest anything. That doesn't mean you're gonna change it. The idea here is to change it. If they want to
improve, yes, and for you guys to have a harmonious relationship.
There have been many people that have suggested a bunch of tons of things to me, and I'm like, thumbs up, kudos. I'm not doing that. But they can suggest all they want. I ain't got a problem with them suggesting anything. They can suggest whatever they want. Don't give me that look. I know you've suggested a couple of things, and I'm like, and then I just don't do it.
And this is why we have issues.
I don't have an issue. I'm actually pretty okay with it. She's like, we have issues. It's a matter of perspective because, no, we don't have an issue. I don't have an issue. Mm. And then I'm going to get shanked.
Mm-hmm. You did in the cafeteria.
Yeah, I did. I did get shanked. Okay, as she said, I think training is the wrong word. Okay, true. So what word would you use? I'm asking what is the word that we can actually use. Because I agree, the word train usually gives a different definition or a meaning to the argument. Because again, if you just want to make him seem, because that word to me, when I say it, it makes it sound like the person is inferior, right? That they're actually less intelligent than what they should be. So therefore, now you have to come and be the mommy or the daddy and like listen, little girl, listen, little boy. You can do that. A little tap on the head so they can behave, right? Tap, tap, tap.
Sweetie.
Yeah, sweetie. Like,
I love you.
And I think that's actually one of the things that a lot of couples actually misinterpret too, and that's where they get offended. But if you say classical conditioning, it sounds way cooler and a lot smarter. But it's the same thing. I don't know, man. I'll do it.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that's why people cannot actually take gifts from me. They're like, are you planning something? No, man. Take it.
Sounds yeah, good. But if then they truly know you, then they know that you don't always give gifts.
That is true. I never always give gifts. But when I do, I give them from the heart.
And then you always say, that means I want something later, a.k.a. maybe some breakfast or some lunch on you.
Okay, good. Good that you clarify, because that sounded extremely like sexual harassment.
No.
And we don't do that. I don't do that.
Really?
Like, I'll give you this, but I will expect this in return.
You want a cheeseburger.
Yeah, right? No, we're not. I'm not doing that. But okay, so what is it that we can do to, you know, either yay in favor of or nay, don't do it or do it? I say do it. I 100% agree behind the doing it.
Because and then when your spouse finds out what you're trying to do.
No, but see, that's the beauty of it.
You either sleep on the couch or your stuff is thrown outside the house.
It's a win-win.
Well, I suggest you let your parents know you're sleeping over.
Yeah, it's a win-win. Like, what? Hear me out, okay? It's a win-win. Let's say that you do get kicked out to the couch, right? You get the TV. You get to watch your shows. Nobody's telling you not to watch anything. And you don't have to be forced to watch Little Women of Atlanta or any other show that, you know, reality crap that show on TV. You can actually watch good shows. Just saying. Putting it out there, okay?
No 90 Day Fiancé,
yeah. Okay, or Mary at First Sight. Just saying, okay? You can actually watch your TV
Watches arranged marriages?
You can play your video games when you're on the couch, right? So here's the classical conditioning, right? You know what upsets them. Just do it a little bit. Just do it a little bit. You're going to have a great time, just a week off. Just relax. That's all you need. Relax.
You want some chocolate?
No, I'm actually good. Thank you. I actually give away the chocolate, too. I know what you're doing. I know you're taking notes. She's taking notes.
I'm not doing anything, sir.
Nelly Baby's boyfriend, I am sorry. Just a heads up. Heads up. I'm sorry. But when she does classical condition you, Yeah, I'm just going to leave it at that.
I feel sorry for Miss Charlie.
No, I never tried that on her.
Sure.
No, I never have. No, I never
have. It's correct that she did it on you.
Yeah, she did it on me. Trained by me. I'm just saying. No, I'm just kidding. All right, guys. Anything else? I think we can.
If there's any issues in your relationship, just speak it out and communicate, guys. Don't try to train your significant other because there could be consequences to that training.
I say you go ahead and do it.
And if you do get kicked out of the house, please make sure to leave a comment down below.
Yeah.
And sure, saying Charlie's fault, I ain't getting nookie tonight.
No, first of all, you go and educate yourself about classic conditioning and how to do it, okay? You go ahead and get the box with three electrical shocks, okay? One lever is going to deliver food, the other one's going to deliver nothing, and the third one's going to deliver electrical shocks. You put a rat in there, and then you check your data, and then you do what you think is best because the rat will learn to actually survive and get food from the right lever if you do it right.
So don't try to kill your spouse by electrifying them.
I said rat, not significant others. I said rat.
You're giving examples.
Anybody who has read anything about classic conditioning, they've learned this. It's not nothing new. It's something you've done. It can be done.
I have a cookie, but strangely, it's attached to some wires.
Think about this. Okay, here's if I needed to do it. Here's how I will do it. Okay. So, let's say you have a pattern of not making decisions, right? Mm-hmm. You're very, very strongly not making decisions because you're very stubborn, right?
Says one to the other.
No, yes or no. There you go. You can't even make a decision. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So, let's say I give you a bunch of questions where you need to make decisions, right?
Mm-hmm.
And every time you make a decision, I'll give you $1.
That's not going to happen.
No, wait a minute. But what if it did happen?
It's not going to happen.
What if it did happen? That's fine. But what if it did happen?
It's a rainy ass day every day.
Right. Okay. So eventually as the week will go by, you know, the first day I will give you a bunch of questions with a bunch of decisions and you will give me a really hard time because you will not make a decision. But every time you do it, I'll give you $1, right? Or I'll buy you a coffee, right? Or I'll buy you anything you want. You know what? I'll give you this. I'll give you that. Here's that. So every single time you make a decision, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as eventually as the week will go by, I'll give you less questions, but you will be more decisive to make a choice because you're going to get something in return, right?
Yeah.
Right? That's how you do classical conditioning. I will train you to make decisions. At the end of the day, you'll make more decisions, and I'll give you less things. And that's how you that's how you train somebody.
Now that I know, I'm not going to pay attention and make any
don't,
decisions.
No, don't. But
because I'm waiting for a coffee.
That's exactly how you will do it. And that's why I said you can do this.
Hmm.
It can be done.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But of course, in order for me to actually train her to make decisions, she needs to train me not to be cheap. And that's not going to happen.
That's why it's never going to happen.
Mm-mm, that's not going to happen. All right. So we're going to close this segment. We're going to get some music on the way. And we'll be back after this. And we're back. Okay. All right. That was an intense topic. You missed the behind the scenes while they were playing the music. We were talking about how Nelly Baby wants to torture people.
No.
Yes, that's what we're talking about. Talking about how she wants to torture people by electrocuting them. You know, like the Soviet Union, Russia. You know, you want to electrify people. You know?
What was that one movie with, you know, the sexual stuff?
Oh, it's Duh.
What was it called? 50 Shades of...
Oh, 50 Shades of Grey?
Yeah.
I don't know, but they told me they don't use electricity.
Let's spice it up.
How are you going to... I just realized how they could spice it up.
And then if you have a phobia of or an actual fetish of wanting to, if they pass out for a second, they never know.
They can use the excuse of AED?
Yeah.
AED and then electrocute them.
Mm-hmm.
But let's realize that you have 2 minutes before you revive them. Because, I mean, if not, it's going to be some permanent damage.
Two minutes, just they're dead.
Permanent damage. So you might and literally be dying. But
get your feel on.
We're not recommending you do that.
Don't do it.
Disclaimer, don't do it. Because there's going to be somebody like, oh my God, you know.
You didn't say to do it.
Be like, that sounds really interesting. Let me just see.
You thought about it. Or shall I say, I thought about it.
I was going to make a really dark joke, and I stopped myself.
Don't do it.
I know. That was the first thing I said to myself, don't do it. And I didn't do it. But I'm going to modify it. So if you ever do, of what dreams may come kind of scene, don't do it. Now, whoever watched the movie, they know what I'm talking about because it involves Robin Williams. Don't do it.
Ooh, too soon.
He died about 3 years ago.
Still
4 years
soon.
Ago. Let it go, man.
Still was, too
hey,
soon.
Hey, props to my homie Robin Williams, but you know.
That was my boy.
He was everybody's boy. But you know what? It's time. It's time. It's not that soon. Okay, so now that we got the dark comedy out of the way, I was like, holy cow, what am I? First time I listened to the show and then bam, Robin Williams.
That's
and, you know,
it.
And unfollow. Suicide. Bam. You know, bam. You know? Hey, it is what it is. Okay, so.
But at least you're listening.
But yeah, thank you for thank you for listening to our show and our dark comedy.
Welcome to Charlie's Bunker. You missed out 2 weeks.
She's right. Okay, so second topic. Okay, this is another topic that we actually got from a group of people that were actually talking about this actual topic. Okay, and one thing led to another. Now, this is one of the reasons why this topic came to be. Nelly Baby told these people that I was a big flirt, and I said, no, 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 no. And we actually talked about it before on the show. But I'm actually just nice. Culturally, I'm nice. I seem flirtatious, but I'm actually nice. So
you're a Pisces. Pisces are very flirtatious people.
No, we're not. So yes, there's two fish. One top, one on the bottom. I'm the bottom. I don't like
that
people.
That sounds a little weird.
Mm. Okay, I'll walk into that one. I did walk into that one. But here's the thing, okay? I believe that the majority of the times, men cannot be nice because it gets misinterpreted by being flirtatious. Now, the group of people that were talking about this and we're having a conversation, they'd agree with me, right? They did agree with me. And because the reason is because I cannot give a compliment without actually spreading a little bit of hate on that comment, right? Usually I'm like, hey, man, you look very nice today. Oh, thank you. Did you take a shower? How long has it been that you haven't taken a shower? So, you know, usually you're like, bam, and you're like, oh, my God, you're so nice, and then bam, you butthole, right? So things like that. But I cannot give a good compliment without speaking a little bit of hate. But the question is, why can women take men being nice as being nice and or a gentleman, and they take it as being flirtatious with them? So I'm going to open the floor to you. Because you're the one that keeps insisting that I'm a flirtatious person, which I am not. I'm just being nice. But I'm gonna let you open up the floor.
Most of all your friends are females?
That's not true.
Well, I've seen a couple of your dude friends.
Yeah, a couple. And I have more dude friends. Dudes, we don't communicate like women. We don't actually be like, hey, boyfriend, how'd you do? No, we don't do that.
What do you take, how you doing, and then a winky face emoji? Isn't that flirting?
No.
It's flirting.
I don't see it like flirting.
I see it as flirting.
Yeah, but that's the point. Why do women take that as flirting? We don't see it as flirting.
Because you take a winky face emoji as a flirt.
Why can, why, see, for example.
Maybe a happy face?
For example, if somebody sends me like that, right, how's it going with a winky face, I'm just thinking they're in a good mood. But then again, I'm a little bit odd. I'm a little weird. Okay?
No, that's flirting.
I'm a little weird. I don't think it's flirting.
They're flirting with you.
Why is it flirting? What considers that a flirt? First of all, you're assuming a communication-wise through text. So you're interpreting the message that they're sending through text. Why do you think that's flirting?
Because it's a woman, and then they send you winky face.
Okay, so if a man sends it, then it's not flirting?
Well, it depends on if it's his sexual preference. Homosexual. Is he gay?
So a gay person cannot send a gay person a winky face without being flirtatious?
That's flirtatious. Well, in the world of emojis, you know, the millennials or the Gen Zs, that's flirting.
Okay, so it's a cultural thing. It's a generational thing.
Yeah.
So to me, since I'm a Gen X, I am a Gen X before you say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I am a Gen X.
Millennial.
I'm a Gen X. That to me just means a very friendly what's up.
To me,
mm-hmm.
It's flirtatious.
But think about this, okay? Now here actually that's a very good point. The whole generational thing, right? back in the day when I was younger, I remember that men, when they were flirtatious, they were actually what we call piropos, or what would I call that in English? Because I've never found a proper term for that in English.
Piropos? Like, come on sentences.
Yeah, okay, come on sentences. That is a perfect one. You should be an interpreter.
That's
perfect one. That's a perfect one. Because, you know...
Somebody told me no.
I don't know who that was. But usually, when men used to do that with women, that was flirtatious. But if you were just very nice and very friendly, or, you know, being a gentleman, that was not considered flirtatious, but now it is. Now it is flirtatious. Like, if I, for example, hold a door for a woman, now it could either be a bigot, or I'm being flirtatious, or anything else that it's
no, that's taken out of context. To me, that's like being a gentleman.
That is true to you, but the majority of nowadays, they take it as something that's flirtatious.
Maybe the younger generation be like, I'm a woman, I could open my own damn door.
And that's my point. So it could be a generational thing. So where do you think we actually failed when it comes to the idea that men cannot just be nice because they're just human beings, for God's sake. Because
these younger generations think that if you are being friendly, it's a I want to come and hither technique.
Okay.
And they take it as you want to slide in their DMs and have a personal conversation.
Yeah, that's another thing. The whole DM thing. I'm still not agreeing with the whole booty call and all that stuff. So that's that. But I still don't. Listen, if you are texting me at 10 o'clock at night, I'll be honest with you, I am not going to answer it. And if I do see
10 o'clock at night?
Yeah, man.
I'm an old Spencer because I'd be gone by 9.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But again, generational thing, maybe. I might be a little old, you know, older or antique, as they call it.
But some women like older men.
Yeah, and that's my point. So if
unless she's a cougar and she likes younger men,
if a younger woman likes an older man, but he's just being nice because he's just generationally taught that way, then that is not being flirty. That is just being a gentleman. Which again, that opens a whole can of worms where they say that chivalry is dead. I don't think it's dead.
For your generation or older, I don't think it's dead. This generation, I think it is.
No, this generation is literally a carcass. Like it's a fossil.
Literally, at I this don't point, hear good morning anymore. You say good morning, they give you stank face. And
here's the thing. Good morning. You want to get in my pants? No, I'm just literally saying good morning.
Or they're like, what do you want? Like, damn.
I was going to answer with another dark joke, and I stopped myself. I didn't get no cookie. Where's the classical conditioning?
What kind of cookie?
A cookie, man, a cookie. Just a regular cookie. Not, never mind. I'm not. She gives me a sticky. I asked for a cookie, she gives me a sticky. Jesus.
I offered for a freaking piece of cake.
Yeah, no. Not the cake. I wanted a cookie.
Cake is better than the damn cookie.
I guess.
Eat the cake anime. Eat the cake.
Eat the cake anime. That should be a slogan for a shirt. Trademark. Can't use that. Trademark. Charles Baby. Anyway.
I don't think we could trademark that. Everything has been trademarked.
Anyways.
Credit for other things.
So I think, okay, and this is one of the areas where I'm like, ooh, you shouldn't say that, and you're going to get into this really bad territory, but, you know, at this point, I really don't care. I think it all comes down to the interpretation of the women.
Yeah, some...
Hence interpretation, not the women.
But the women or the men need to understand that, yes, if I send you a winky face and, hey, how are you doing? It's just a friendly way, not totally take it another way and say, so can I get in your pants?
Yeah, so I guess that...
That just means you're thirsty.
So I guess that if you actually clarify the ground rules, right? So, for example, if somebody sends anybody, men or women or whatever you consider yourself, a deep pic, yeah, that's definitely not right. But that is definitely but that's definitely flirting. Can we agree with that?
Or some itty shots. And by itty shots, I mean,
yeah, you know, We know what you mean. We know what you mean. She keeps forgetting that my children listen to the show.
I'm giving subliminal messages. So they should be happy that I'm at least keeping it semi.
I guess.
You're still my favorite.
I did receive an email from Anchor saying, dude, is this going to be explicit contact or not? And I'm like, hey, listen, it is what it is with Nelly Baby. I mean, I say no.
Take it or leave it.
Just at this point, whatever comes out of her mouth, it's her thing. I just blurt
things out without even thinking.
Brings them out. But I think it's interpretation of the woman. I mean, I get the whole feminism thing, and I get the whole thing about, you know, equality and all that stuff. Technically, I don't. But I think that in this day and age, everything you do, it's considered flirting and
sexualized.
Yes, and it's more from the woman's perspective coming from a man, right? So I can't. Again, if you see a man, you know, if they're bringing in flowers, first of all, I'm gonna assume they say, "What the heck is that?" What man gets flowers? Unless they're edibles, I'll totally get those. Hey, they send you a bouquet of edibles.
What kind of edibles?
The fruit. The company that sends fruit in baskets, and you know they make like these beautiful arrangements of fruit.
I was thinking about
yeah. No, I know you're thinking about you. I know you were thinking about weed. Yes, I know you were thinking about weed. I know you were thinking about weed. That's why I had to clarify that.
I was like, sure, you can send me some edible flowers.
Yeah, so wait a minute. So, and this is one of the things that I have discussed with my male friends, and we actually have come up with the idea, and it's a theory. We're not saying it's true. That it's only when it's a handsome man that says things like that, it's considered flirting. But if you're ugly, that's actually harassment. Why is that?
How is it harassment? Maybe some chicks really dig ugly-looking guys.
Hey, man, we just agree that if you are ugly...
Have you noticed the actress Veronica Castro? She has a thing for uglies.
Okay, I don't think they know who Veronica Castro
is. Veronica Castro is a legend in the Mexican Latino entertainment world. Google her and Google her baby daddy.
Not like entertainment world. It's more of a...
Not sexual entertainment
Okay,
world.
I wanted to clarify because they're like, ooh, Veronica Castro porn. And they're like, no.
Well, she does have some knockers on her. Oh, I got to keep her PG. She's a very wonderful lady.
She's a very wonderful lady. Okay, so yeah. But no, it is true. If let's say, for example, if there's somebody who you don't happen to find attractive, right? Mm-hmm. And they come in and say one of those pickup lines or, you know, gives you a little flirtatious comment, will you take it as flirtatious? Or will you take it like, oh, this weirdo, get the heck out of here?
No, I would take it as flirtatious.
What if he keeps doing it?
Huh?
What if he keeps doing it?
Then you're being a flirt. And if I don't reciprocate uh-huh. to it, then I would say, can you, like, leave me alone? Or just ghost you and just totally block you. I've done it.
So you've gotten flirt a lot?
Not a lot. You know those stupid wannabe commercial, fake ghost people where in Instagram, like, hey, beautiful, can I be your sugar daddy?
Oh, no, we're not talking about King Ali over there. No, we're talking about actual people that you know.
No, not actual people I know.
We're not talking about King Ali and his genie. We're talking about
King,
you know,
Habib.
Yeah, we're talking about people that actually you know on the regular basis that come and just say some things that you might find flirtatious.
Like, because they know. They know not to cross me like that.
See, that's one of the reasons I actually don't give compliments, especially to women. But men, because, you know, men are just men. We just like to be, you know, in my generation, men, if you give a compliment, that's just weird. That's just weird. Straight up weird.
No, right. But then the woman, if she thinks otherwise, because she thinks she's a semi-attractive woman, she might think that you're coming on to her. Especially if she's kind of okay, and then if she's dressed like a skank, then she might think that you're asking for something.
Yeah, why is that? Why can we just generally be nice and just give a compliment without either misinterpreting it or getting upset or any of that sort? Like, why is it?
I don't know. It depends on the woman. Maybe she wants the attention.
But that's not asking for attention. That's just asking for her to be left alone. I think that the theory is that if he doesn't come from a very attractive man, then it's harassment and it's you know.
No.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%.
If it has to deal with a man, I don't care what you look like or what you think you look like. It's still flirting.
Because, again, there actually has been cases where they are in a gathering and a man cannot come and say, you know, hi or be friendly with this, the opposite sex, meaning women, without that person being like, oh, my God, you know, your husband was being flirtatious. And she's seen the whole thing. And she's like, well, no, he was just being nice.
He's just being nice.
He's a friendly person.
And that I would take because I'd rather see your response or the way you talk to this woman because I'll see it and I won't think anything of it.
But what if you didn't see it?
Well, if I was from, you know, a far side of the corner of a party and I see you do something like this or the girl does something like this and then you laugh or do something kind of flirty, kind of cute thing, then I'll be like, okay, no,
again,
they're flirting.
That is open to interpretation. We have discussed on the show that whatever you see, it's a reflection of what you have learned in your experiences, and you're blinded for other things you have not experienced. So if in your reality you have experienced that flirtatious side because either one, you've done it, or two, you've seen somebody else who's done it, then you will interpret that as being flirtatious. But what if in this person that's not the case? So why will that be flirting?
Because I would think, because I see it, but I'm not hearing it.
But you're interpreting it. Yeah. So why can we just agree that the interpretation is wrong and the majority of people misinterpret those things?
Maybe that's just a toxic trait that some women may have.
I don't think it's a toxic trait. I think it's just, again, mainly because women just are...
It's really hard to have... To have
some
trust.
Some. It's because they have been hurt, and I'll give you that. But to what certain point are you going to let those past experiences mess up something in your current relationship and assume that they're being flirtatious?
That's hard. It's hard. It once that trust issue is broken, it's hard.
I'm not saying it's easy, but, I mean, if you decided to stick around, it's for a reason.
True.
And if the person is being flirtatious with other women, then you have a solid ground behind it, right? Where it could say, yeah, he was like this before, and now there's that mistrust, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you experience it with your significant other at that moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what about other women who, again, you cannot be nice because now they're being flirtatious? And again, the answer could be because she had experienced that where every man that she has met, they want to get in her pants, and that's... And that's the thing, right? I mean, that's also possible. I'm not saying it isn't. But I guess at that point is what could be the change so other men could be more friendly without being flirtatious? Because, again, they are friendly without being flirtatious. And not get into so much of a hassle. Because, honestly, that's a turnoff if you are trying to get into, you know, be noticed by another person. Or just in general, if you just... want to be a friendly person and, you know, you are very extroverted and you want to be friendly and, you know, people are doing that, that's kind of a really bad way to live, to be honest with you. That's just very bothersome. What? No, seriously. No, you know, it's like there's people that are extroverts and they're very friendly. And a lot of people who they're, let's just say, introverts, that they think that they're trying to flirt with them or stuff like that. You know, I see a lot of comments on Facebook about, you know, about that stuff. If men are this and men are that and I'm like, dude, really? Don't leave me hanging. I mean, you give me a lot of that air. Don't give me that air.
True.
See, that's one of the things that I'm trying to find an answer for that because, again, that could actually probably save me and help me so people don't actually think that I'm a big flirt. Because honestly, I am not. I just like to be a friendly person. Now, if you met me before, I was like, I don't need to talk to you. You're not important in my life. What do I need to talk to you for? Right? So then they classical condition me to be friendly. And now that I'm friendly, I'm flirtatious. You see what? You never win.
It's a win.
It's a loss.
Damn if you do, damn if you don't.
It's a loss, mm-hmm. Man. I can't do this. So at this point, I don't know. I don't even
Charlie
know how to
just friendly.
You know, with that intonation, sounds more like sarcasm than an actual true statement.
No, I said it. I mean, it's tape.
Right? I can rewind the tape and oh wow, tape. I went way back. I'm gonna rewind the tape. I'm gonna rewind the tape. I went way back.
Excuse me, sir. What is a tape?
The tape. Listen to this boober. Talk about that.
What is a VHS tape?
I didn't say VHS tape. I said a tape.
You might as well have said it.
Whatever, man. All right. Anything else before we close?
No.
No? So are you going to stop saying that I'm a flirtatious person? Because I'm not.
I didn't
of
say it.
Of course not. Of course not. What do you mean you didn't say it? You keep saying it every single time you can.
I didn't say it. You could record this. You could rewind this recording,
we
sir.
Can go to any of the other 21 segments that we've done together. And ooh, you
can make a mix. Now we're old. You can make a mix like that. And every time I do little cut slips of me saying, Charlie's a flirt. Oh, okay, remember that one time?
Let's try. Okay, ready?
Charlie's a flirt.
No, you went in wrong. You got to change for the change. You got to wait for the change of beat. What, you didn't learn that in Pilsen?
No.
Oh, my Lord. You know, Pilsen is like the birth of Chicago mixes, and you don't know that?
Yeah, that's a lie.
Ask Benny from Chi-Town. I'm just telling you.
Benny just likes freestyle, period.
26th Street and Pilsen are the ones that, you know.
Not 26.
Jimmy Jumping Perez.
You mean Chicago.
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 And it's Pilsen.
Well, before it was Pilsen. Now it's Pilsen. But yeah, so anything else you would like to add?
Charlie is a very friendly person.
Boom, 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 boom.
Don't leave no winky faces in his page. You know that song, I would literally sing it because I used to sing it all the time.
No. I went somewhere else with that. All right, guys, we're going to continue with some actual music and we'll come back after this.
Don't want no. We don't want.
And we're back for the last segment. I literally just said that. Before you guys, you know, in Encore, they're listening to us and Spotify, we were just literally talking about that. Ah! And she's not even drunk.
No, I'm drunk on kiwi.
She's drunk on kiwi. Okay, so let's just go on with it, okay? The third segment, okay? And I think, actually, this is the from the conversation that we had about why people celebrate or I wouldn't say worship because they don't worship, but they, what's the word I'm looking for? They agree with the whole toxica. Or the toxic chick, right? Or toxic man. And, you know, we're like, okay, you know, it is a little overboard with the whole idea that, you know, somebody could be that toxic and it's cool. But that's not the topic. Okay, that actually should be another topic for another time, but it's not the topic for today. Because that actually led to, what about sugar daddies? And we started thinking, what about sugar daddies? Okay. So obviously sugar daddies are the people that have a lot of money and they're a little older. That's why I said older, because they're not my age. They're older with money, and they're alone, right? They're alone. The majority of the time, they're alone. And they actually look for their sugar mama. Their sugar babies. Their sugar babies. Sugar mama is the one that gets the boy sugar babies, okay? So the question was, once they get together, okay, why is it that people are so against it if they come into a mutual contract? Because the sugar daddy knows why she wants the sugar baby, and the sugar baby knows why he wants her in that particular order, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the question is, if it's a mutual contract between the two, why is it so disliked?
Because it just looks weird.
Okay, so it's a perspective thing. We're going back to the whole perspective thing. I mean, I don't have an issue if they, as long as it's over 18. Okay, mm-hmm. Come on. If you're legal age, you're conscious enough to do whatever the heck you want. And if you wanna get the iPhone 13, all right, you wanna go get the iPhone 13.
Go and send those pics,
you
ladies.
Know, you go ahead and send those
or pics gentlemen
to Pink Ali from whatever he is
a
with his
pinky.
Genie. You know, and you get that iPhone 13 because they know the rules of the game. It's not prostitution.
It's not you're just sending body parts.
You're not sending body parts. What are you, a butcher? No, you're not. not sending body parts. What you're doing
is that you're coming for pics.
No, they're coming into a mutual agreement. Okay, mm-hmm. I don't see anything wrong with it. I really don't see anything wrong with it. Besides the age, but I mean, other than that, it's all good. I don't listen. Whatever you do in your free time, as long as it's not hurting anybody or it's not affecting anyone, you can do as you please. Because pretty much at the end of the day, it is what it is. The sugar daddies, you know, they could be a little older and, yeah, they could need some company. Sometimes it's not even sexual. They just want the company.
True.
And they're paying for it.
Look at Anna Nicole Smith and her sugar daddy, who was her husband before he died.
I was just about to say, that's not a good example because I think they both die of coke, right?
No. He died of old age.
And she did of?
And she did overdose later on.
Okay. All right, so that's why it was but didn't she do adult films?
No, she was a sexual sexual being, just entertainment wise, and they used her just for her assets, if you know what I mean.
But I think that's not a good example because, you know. They're celebrities, so she should. Well, probably it is because, you know, she still needed the money. Mm-hmm. She still needed the money for the coke.
But if you figure. Allegedly.
Didn't she get overdose?
Huh? No, there was prescription medication.
Ah, sorry. My bad. I was thinking of another one. I was thinking of another drug addict that overdosed. My bad. Sorry.
No, she overdosed because. She wasn't taking her medication correctly, and then she took a little bit too much of it. And
right.
There you go.
Okay, but let's go back to the topic. Listen, as long as they're adults, they're over 18, they know what they're doing, and they know what they want, and the other person knows what they wanted for, I think it's okay. I don't see any problems with it.
I heard that there's sugar daddy and sugar mama apps.
Really? I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. I saw it on TikTok. Ask me for the website.
No, I'm not asking you to give the website. I'm asking you.
Just Google it. I'm sure you can find it. No, it's Tinder.
It's not the point of you Googling stuff where they're going to get a sugar daddy. What I'm saying is I don't want you to give them the promotion
Go to Craigslist and get yourself a sugar daddy.
I don't want you to go give them the promotion to go get a sugar daddy. I want you to explain, if you can, please, mm-hmm. why is it wrong? And if there are apps, is it a good thing?
If there's apps where you get to sign consent about you doing things just to get money.
Yeah, that's my only fans page or whatever it's called.
And you say whatever you say because later our last viewer said that I said the OnlyFans name wrong. And I don't even think I even said OnlyFans.
We can go back on the tape.
No. And we're not going on the tape because it's not a tape.
We can go back on the tape.
But again, if you're going to be consenting adults and wanting to be a sugar daddy and sugar baby, I don't care. Get your new iPhone. Get your apartment paid, girl.
Get your Mercedes, girl.
Dude.
Or boy. Or dude.
Because some men do like sugar baby boys, if you know what I mean.
That sounds wrong, though. I think it's the wording that makes it sound wrong. I think it's just the wording. I think if they call it something else, that would make it less... You know.
It sounds degrading and kind of like pedophile-y.
What if you change the name? Instead of calling them like sugar babies, you call them like, I don't know. Back in the day, it was boy toys.
Let's do boy toys.
I mean, that was.
But then it was not the same for a woman.
Oh, man, I cannot fix the world, man. I'm giving suggestions. Okay, I'm giving suggestions. What would be your suggestion for girls? It's not a name.
Sugar mamacita. Pan dulce.
Pan dulce. Sweet bread. I mean, it sounds nice. It sounds nicer than sugar daddy or sugar baby.
Can I dunk you in my cafecito? Ooh, come on.
See, there you go. It sounds less awful if you do that, right? I mean, if you switch it around. I mean, again... old men sometimes they just need company. And I don't mean like sexual company. I mean like actual companionship. But because think about this, okay? Think about this. And this is something I did. My son experienced death of his pet, right? And eventually we have to talk about that death, right? The death of a pet, a family member, and whatnot. So, and one of the things I told him was this. The sad thing about death, it's not when the person or the animal leaves, right? Obviously, it's sad, it's depressing and whatnot, but it that sounded much better. Yeah, see, there you go. Thank you. Okay, talking about pan dulce, déjame, let me dunk you in whatever you said. But
quieres ser mi pan dulce para mi café. Trademark.
She's learning from Mexicans. I swear, she got that from Mexico. Piropo, right there. Yes. All right. So this is what I said to my kid. Okay. So eventually, think about this. Now, this is me talking to my son. Think about this. Your pet leaves, and you know, eventually, I'm gonna leave. Your mom's gonna leave. Your grandma's gonna leave. Your grandpa's gonna leave. Everybody that you know and you grew up with will leave. That's something we cannot change.
You're gonna make me cry.
And the sad thing about it is that eventually you get to a point in your life where you see yourself alone. Now, everybody who has been with you through your entire life has left you. What do you do?
So you look for that corner.
There you go. Obviously, this was to actually cheer him up, but you can't cheer anybody up unless you have him in the really low place, right? So, I said, you know what? Eventually, you start meeting new people. You start doing something different. Like you start modifying your mentality, so you don't actually feel the pain. That you will feel pain, but it's gonna be less. That's my theory on life, right? But going back to this, okay, sugar daddies get to that point where they're just really lonely.
Not like only everybody. Sugar daddies, sugar mamas.
Yeah, but the question here was sugar daddy. So again, I'm going with the sugar daddy because that was the question they asked us, right? Not to be sexist. It's just that's the question they asked us, right? But they can come to a point where, and I've seen it. I literally have seen it, how they actually feel so lonely. And the worst thing that a person can go through is loneliness. So yeah. What else can you do? You're not going to go out in the game. You're not going to go and try to get, you know, a significant other at that age, you know, at that point of the game, you don't want to do that. You don't want to go back out there and, you know, be like, hey. You know,
especially if you're like a mature person, yeah. Like older and like 50s, 70s years old.
If 50, the woman, it's not that old. Okay.
Well, if you're 70.
I'm getting there. It's not that old.
If you're 70 and up, damn.
Whatever, man.
If you're 70 and up, then they want somebody, a companion, somebody to talk to, somebody to sit down and have a cup of coffee with them.
That is true, yes. And again, it's not just the sexual part. It's just the companionship, right? So since you're not going to go out on the game, you're not going to go out there again on the field and try to, you know, hook somebody up and go on dates and, you know, all that stuff, might as well just, if you have the money, might as well just spend it. Because at the end of the day, you're not even taking your money. Somebody else is going to take your money. You work all these years.
Government.
You work all those years for you to get to a point financially where you're like, I might croak and I'm going to leave all this money that I work for hard for the next one, right? Who probably is not as hardworking as you were. So then might as well just get yourself, what do you agree on? Pan dulce?
Pan dulce.
And pan dulce. So you go and you know, this is the agreement.
Get yourself some sugar bread.
Thank you. Get yourself some sugar bread. So even, actually, and I just remember this, there is a book written by Marquez, Gabriel García Marquez, which is very well-known author from Colombia, won the Nobel Prize for writing in Spanish. He actually wrote The 100 Years of Solitude and Love in the Time of Cholera. And this book was actually brilliant. And it's called El Diario de Mis Putas Tristes, The Diary of my Sad Whores. And technically, the book is pretty much talks about that, how he has reached a point in his life where he's alone, and he actually goes and hires a prostitute. He goes and hires a prostitute and pays the prostitute for him just to have a companion.
Well, it's kind of like Pretty Woman, minus the sex.
No, Pretty Woman, the guy was young.
Yeah.
Richard Gere was young. We're talking about old people. He can still go back in the game and be like,
he was a sugar daddy with his prostitute.
I call him a pimp.
No, the pimp is the one that was actually offering the whore. Julia Roberts.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Well, anyway, so that's pretty much what the book's about.
But she was a self-contract person, so she was doing her own deals.
Fair enough. You know, like a regular, you know, prostitute sex. And pimp. Mm-hmm. Whatever, you know, whatever. It is what it is. But I think that when it comes to the sugar mommy, sugar daddy, you know, it's they have their reasons and it's legit. I'm not saying that all of them are like that. Some actually do go for the sex. And if she agrees to it, who am I to judge them?
Like on TikTok, there's now memes where I know he hates when I'm talking about TikTok. But there's some comedy sketches which are hilarious. There's this one meme where this old dude comes into the room of you could do a sketch with it where you're like, oh, when sugar daddy is now the end of the month and sugar daddy wants his pay up for his and then you see a creepy old dude just coming in like this and he's like, ding,
ding, ding, ding. Why didn't you just put the video on the page?
Huh?
Why didn't you put the video on the
page?
I'll
put it on the page.
Okay, there you go. See?
But he's like, but it's always a nice, attractive girl and it says when sugar daddy comes for his payment. In the end of the month. And it's some creepy old dude.
So we're talking about TikTok. I'm going to take a little break from, you know, our regular programming and say this. Whoever's doing the freaking Squid Game TikToks of how you will die in red light, green light, please, for the love of God, stop. They're not funny. They are not funny.
And they're not funny.
They're not funny.
It's funny when they talk about Latinos and
no, it's not funny. It's not funny.
And the cumbias.
It's not funny. Because I am not going to be dumb enough to be start dancing cumbia in the middle of a freaking shootout.
I think you would, though.
I will not. I will not be dumb enough.
If you go... I will not. You want to do it already. I see it. I saw you just twitch right now. He just twitched.
I did.
He was so ready.
I did. I was. Fine. We'll let those go. We'll let that one go. That one you can still make.
He was so ready. He was like.
That one you can still make. That is funny. Okay. But other than that, no. Okay.
And whoever messed up my dad freaking spoiler alert on the block, I hate you. And I was about this close to reporting your page.
There you go. So go back to the topic. Now. You have the other side of the coin, right? Now you have the sweet bread, with mm-hmm. sugar bread. Is that what we call them now?
Pan dulce.
We have the pan dulces on the side. And maybe, it is just very much for a financial convenience. Because I will not be able to understand or find any other reason besides you being a poor mother who cannot feed their family. And the only way for you to get money is for you to actually go and become a pan dulce or a sweet bread or a sugar bread. Whatever you want to call it, okay? I think the majority of the kids because you want the new iPhone. Which is okay. If you're over 18 and you agree with it.
Heck no, I don't want the iPhone.
Your body.
Pay my rent.
Okay, so you're going to go to the... pay me a month's rent.
Yeah.
I think it's just the fact that
I'm going to do all the work, I might as well get some actual shit out of it.
What work? If you're just going to go and keep them company. Unless they don't ask you for something else, then that's the whole different story.
If he's not going to ask me for something else and he says, I got you, your son, but and your son and you are set.
Now, in my understanding, I do believe that the majority of the cases are sexual. Is that what it is? Or is it just because of the companionship? Because I've heard also
there are some for the older people.
Uh-huh.
Who are not using substances and are too tired to do any sexual acts, then the companionship will actually work. But say if the man is young enough to still have, you know, a thirst for, you know, eating the pan dulce, that I'm sure you're going to have to give some pan dulce.
I like how you're actually now choosing your words carefully, like...
Yeah, because I don't want my favorite to delete me.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. That's very nice of you.
And by
thank
favorite,
you.
I don't mean you.
No, I know. No, I got that really clear. No. definitely. We know that for a fact. But I mean, would you be able to take a sugar daddy?
No, I'm not gonna be giving my goods.
I mean, only if it's for companionship.
Hell no.
So if they pay your rent and stuff like that, you would say no? Okay, well, you know. All right, cool, whatever, you know.
Even if he was
I'm ugly. Not saying that you should. I'm just saying that, you know, it's a little shocking because, you know, every movie or book that I've read when, you know, a woman is like, hey, listen, I'm not going to do this. And then they're like, I'll offer you $100,000. They're like.
If you give me $1 million?
Oh, come on.
I'll rock your socks off.
Okay, see, now you're sectionalizing again. We're just talking about companionship.
You know they're not going to want companion, especially if they're young.
Hey, man, if I was old and I was alone and I was about to croak, I'd be like, yeah, you know, let me spend my last years, you know.
If in the dotted line it says, I don't want anything touching-wise, if you want to hold my hand, we could do it.
I just want to remind you that 50 Shades of Grey, he had a contract. She never signed it and did everything.
She was a little sleaze whore, though. She was an inner freak that kind of liked it anyway.
Nothing physical. Okay.
So you gotta make sure that the paperwork on the dotted line says all right. Nothing physical.
So now we're gonna go to the clauses and the stipulations of the contract. So nothing physical. All right. So what would you put on the contract? Like okay, nothing physical. What else would you put on the contract?
He must agree. Times. How many times I'm gonna see him?
Mm-hmm.
If it's gonna be an everyday thing. That if it's going to be any sexual contact or any touching wise, it's just basically what I limited.
Okay.
Such as a hand touch, a hug, maybe a cuddle. Because a cuddle does not have to be sexual.
That is true. You can spoon.
Yeah.
That's just weird.
You know, people get paid for that, though.
I know. That's another thing. People actually do... People actually go and pay other women for them to get hugs.
Or men. I've seen men cuddlers.
Women
pay for the men to come and cuddle with them.
No offense, but, you know, you can't get your own hugs. Like.
It's cold, man.
What is it, Siberia? I mean, I guess, you know, somebody could argue. No, dude, but it's the
imagine having an Uber snuggler.
Oh, heck no. Oh, my God. No. Trademark.
I want to make that app.
She's going to make that app. Jesus.
And you pay me money to send my snuggles to you.
And then
you do a drive-by and you be like, what's up? I heard you needed a snuggle.
I can just imagine that. What's up, Holmes? Hey, I got a ticket. You want a huggle?
¿Qué pasó, carnalna? ¿Qué pasa, carnal?
Órale, Holmes. And you out?
¿Quieres estas hands?
La chamos o no, kick. Órale. That poor guy will be like, what the heck?
We ain't gonna be sensitive though. We gonna hold hands. Maybe.
Could you imagine that poor guy? Bald, mustache, tattoo, freaking sunglasses.
You don't know if to actually walk in on the hug or be scared that you're gonna get shot in the face.
Yeah, I know, right? That'd be worse if they go, hey Holmes, did you order an Uber snuggle? Yeah, okay. Also, by the way, somebody pay me to cap you, fool. Papa!
Oh. And be like, don't forget to tip.
And 5 stars on the app, bro.
Just say, Snoopy was all that and a bag of chips.
That would be hilarious. That would be a good skit for TikTok. Trademark. That could be your skit. Imagine if that stuff comes out next week. That would be hilarious. That would be funny.
Okay. TikTok, you better not steal my shit.
I'm suing. All right. So other. What would you prefer him to ask for from you? Like, okay, so you're gonna put your stipulations on the contract, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what will be allowed for him to ask for?
Snuggles.
That's it? He's gonna pay all that money for snuggles?
A hug.
What the heck? At least cook something, clean something.
I guess you can. Heck. You could do that. That's not sexual though.
No. We're not talking about sexual. We're just talking about the companionship.
Yeah, you know? We could do that.
Change my diaper.
No, not that.
I don't know.
No.
Hey.
I'd be like, I'll be there watching if the CNA needs some assistance.
Hey, Melly, baby. You know, my CNA didn't come in today.
Well, you damn out of luck, Grandpa.
Would you be able to, you know, change my diaper?
No.
No. the next, I got bit sores, man. Sorry. It's in the claws.
No, it's not. I'll even bring out the freaking micro.
A listening ear, a shoulder to cry on. For what? The Uber huggles or
the old man contact.
Okay, just gonna clarify in a minute. But okay, yeah. So I don't know. Let's say, for example, if I was a sugar daddy, I'd be like, listen, you know what? Clean for me, cook for me, you know, sit down when I want to watch, I don't know, one of my dumb shows. And, you know, you got to talk about the show. You got to read this book. So when you come back, we're going to talk about that book.
And, you're asking for a little too much.
I'm going to pay the money. Might as well get what I want. I'm not asking for anything sexual. I'm asking you to actually just have a conversation with me. Like, I'm going to tell you when I used to, you know, classically conditioned people. This is how you do it. But if you don't know what classical condition is, then I cannot hire you as a sugar mama or a pan dulce. You gotta know your stuff. That's what I would be if I was a sugar daddy. I'm not gonna lie.
You sure. Stuttered a little bit.
Yeah, because you know I'm trying to find the right term.
You don't want to get killed at home, huh?
No, it's not that. Again, one day, hopefully not, but one day I will be alone. And my kids are going to leave with their families, and I'm going to be looking at the walls like...
And you're going to need a pan dulce.
And I'm going to need a pan dulce for me not to do anything sexual, but to actually have companionship. But then knowing me, I like to be alone a lot. What?
He is Pisces. You're going to be a needy one.
This, okay. For the sugar daddy, okay. You're going to be a needy one. Yes. Well, no, I'm paying for the service. Listen, you don't go to
Teen called you needy.
Listen, you don't go to T-Mobile and say, listen, I want your cheapest plan because I want to run out of data and cap, and I want only 5, you know, gigabytes of hotspot. You don't, or a limit on my texting, and charge me 50 cents every text after 500. You're not going to do that. You don't do that. You don't go to stores and get the best. You don't get the least or the crappy thing. You get the best. You get the best.
But you can't be cheap, though.
That, again, you're talking about getting Boost to get in Verizon. Yes, if I'm going to pay Verizon prices, I'm making sure I'm about to get my best service full.
You mean AT&T, because them motherfuckers are...
No, they're just crooks. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to be paying for it, why not?
Are you going to cash out that money? I doubt it.
Hey, man. Knowing me and my cheap ass, probably I will be like, listen, at this point, I'm not taking anything.
But
like
that, what do you do for a dollar? I'm not even going to sneeze on you.
Can you, though? Ew. Oh, that way, because I'm old, that way probably my immune system is already too weak. It's going to be like,
you want to
kill me. It's gonna, just kill me. Die. Yeah, just kill me. No, that's a whole different story. We're not.
No, COVID.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah, but... Hey, I'll ask for it. It's not, and think about it. It's not a lot. I'm only wanting you to cook a meal at least.
You're asking for too much.
I want to have a home cooked meal at least once or twice a week. I'm not asking you for every day, right?
I hope you don't.
Yeah, maybe, you know, if my living room's like, hey, listen, you know, I'm kind of lazy. You want to pick up my living room and stuff? Like, I'm paying you for it, you know, once or twice a week. That's fine.
I'm like, what are you going to do? Feed me?
Yeah, I'm paying the money. So, yeah, I'm going to feed you.
Okay.
All right. So then, you know, if I'm watching a show, like, hey, have you watched this show? No. I'm not talking about, like, Netflix and chill. No, I'm talking about that. I'm talking about, like, literally actually watching a show on whatever app is, you know.
Netflix and actual chill.
And at that moment of, like, you know, 20 years from now and shit, you know, whatever. And, you know, sitting down and watch, like, for example, I cannot even get any of my friends to watch any of my shows right now. And I don't even need a sugar baby. All I need is just for somebody to watch the freaking show so I can talk about it with them eventually down the line. Any day. But no. So if I'm going to pay for it, why not? What if I want to go to the movies? And I want to watch, you know, like the Marvel universe of like the 2020 something. It's a comic book thing. It's not the actual year, but you know. Like 2029 or stuff like that, you know, like Spider-Man 2029 or, you know, Wolverine 20, yeah, like something like that, yeah. But what if I want to go see a movie like that?
Okay.
Or what if I want to go see the new Dragon Ball movie back in, you know, when I'm like 70 and I'm the only old man there watching the...
Who even knows who Dragon Ball is?
Yeah, exactly. So what if I want to go and be like, hey, you know, pan dulcecita,
you want to come with me? ¿Quieres ver a mis Dragon Balls?
Esferas del Dragón. Dragon Balls is Esferas del Dragón for the last 1,000th time.
You want to see these balls. Dragon Balls, you perv.
I don't know what to do with you anymore at this point. I don't know what to do with you. All right. So, to close, so we can already finish this, what do you suggest? Yes or nay?
I say,
do your clause, do your contract, whatever.
Do your contract, make sure there's a written document stating that there's no sexual activity whatsoever. And it's a mutual contract of just communication and partnership, companionship. And get your sugared pan dulce and get it, dunk in some cafecito and enjoy your moment while before the person croaks. Just get it
while up. Before the person croaks. Make sure you get that certified check before he croaks.
Make sure they sign the dotted line.
Right? You have your account ready?
You tell them. Nelly Baby said, I got to get my dues before you get your old nose.
No, I'm not even touching that one. No, I'm just going to end it here. All right, guys. Thank you very much for joining us next week. Okay, next week.
What are we doing next week?
It's Nelly Baby's birthday.
It's my birthday and I cry if I want to.
You will cry too if it happened to you. Bum, 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 bum. Okay, so next week's gonna be her birthday. We are
on the 15th.
On the 15th. We are thinking of going to Chi-Town again, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if for any reason you wanna join us, obviously the reason is because it's not a baby's birthday, but if you wanna join us, we'll be there. Now,
or
B we
square.
Are not going to send individual invitations.
No.
You are invited. Take this as your invitation. Next week.
Hear ye. It is Lady Nelly Baby's birthday, October 15th.
You want to tell the year and you just
no.
Remember?
Oh, okay. We will be at Chi-Town. What time?
I don't know. Details later on.
Details later on. Be square or don't show up at all.
It's be there or be square.
But we will be having karaoke, some drinks, food.
And the show.
And the show will be posted live.
Live. All right.
So if you want to cash app me, send me some Starbucks money. You want to be my pan dulce? I will
so
appreciate
you,
that.
So you're going to be paying for this service?
No.
Oh,
it's my birthday.
Pan dulce. You say pan dulce.
No, it's my birthday.
We say pan dulce is the ones.
You're
going to
be nice.
Babies.
And if you're going to be nice and shower me with a Starbucks cup of coffee or anything
I will shower her with a Starbucks cup of coffee. I'm going to literally dump the whole thing
I know you would.
On her face. Be like,
like he would literally pretend to trip just to burn me. I'll burn you again.
Yeah, that's a high chance you will. All right, guys. So next week, Chi-Town, we're going to get the details. We're going to post everything on the Facebook page. This is your invitation, okay? Don't tell us later, how come you didn't tell
me? No personal messages.
No.
You know, just confirm, send a little on the bottom of this live that you will be coming. That's it.
All right, guys. So it's been, want to hear your topics, want to hear your playlist. You see, they gave us 3 topics, and they were great. They were great, okay? So we want more. Give us more so we can talk nonsense and, you know, whatever.
If you want topics for next Friday, cool. If not, we're just going to be singing and acting stupid for the day. So let us know if you want topics.
All right, guys. So until next time, you press the button. I press this button.
Don't forget, enjoy that pan dulce.
Deuces, guys.